All right, John and Amy here with the Paddles Up. How is life going for you right now? At the end, yes, we're going to date this one.
Mm-hmm.
At the end, or approaching rapidly, the end of 2022. So we've learned a lot this year, haven't we? Oh, yes, we have. So what I like to say, and what we've been talking about, Amy and I, for a long time, what we've been hearing others discuss and share, is 2022 is becoming so self-aware of our inward stuff that we're like, oh, it's coming up and we're watching it. Now what do we do? 2023 is allowing it to be purged to deep levels. And that is in no way, any shape or form, us forcing or pushing it out, or forcing and pushing anything to happen. And so that's what we want to talk about today.
Yeah, or even forcing by stuffing it back down.
Exactly.
And forcing things to cover it up again. And it's just, it's not being allowed anymore. It is right in our face, front and center. Emotional wounds from the past, traumas, anything, you know, maybe we've been running in business or whatever it is that we've suppressed, desires we've suppressed, dreams we've suppressed. Just anything and everything. It's time. There's just this magnetic pull upward for us to see it and not reject it this time, and not stuff it or push it away, but actually to sit, be with it, be okay with it. And actually be in this place of maturity to send love and release. It's this bless and release instead of shame, you know?
Yeah, and then, you know, there's a lot to talk about on this one.
Mm-hmm.
But where in the faith community, and we've fallen prey to this too, is this mindset of it's all or nothing. And what we mean by that is we have these knee-jerk pendulum swings going, okay, I'm going to get all my healing right now, or I'm going to go after my dreams. And so I'm going to make this pendulum leap.
Yeah,
where I jump off the cliff and I'm just going to trust God and He's going to provide everything. And, you know, for a few people that may work, if they're really hearing that pull. But I think where the conditioning has gone astray here is, you know, people say things in sound bites. And it's like, you have to be all in or nothing. You trust God, just mm-hmm. take the leap. And then it's shipwrecked a lot of people. And you may be one of them where you're like, now you're fighting resentment towards God because after all, He didn't come through for your leap. And that can go in many different directions, you guys. And so when it comes to provision, when it comes to healing, when it comes to wholeness, when it comes to the inner work, oftentimes we can say, okay, God, I'm showing you that I'm serious. And anytime we do that, what we're doing is we're taking ourselves out of the present now, and we're taking this leap into this conditional world that says, if you don't come through for me, then X, Y, and Z, this is what's going to happen. And meanwhile, God is saying, I just want to have a relationship with you moment by moment.
Right.
You know, instead of these massive leaps going, and believe me, we've fallen prey to this. We're guilty of this ourselves.
Yeah.
Or because of the conditioning and things that we've been taught. It's like, okay, just do it. And then you find yourself in this position, like this awkward position going, okay, yeah, He came through me here for me here and there, but it was according to my expectations. And when we do that, oh man, then we start forcing the issue a lot of times. So I'm going to double down and show God that I'm serious. I'm going to double down. And then, like we were just listening to one lady and some counseling going on online, and she's $20,000 in debt and has been evicted, and then they overturned the eviction, I think, but she owes $20,000 in back rent and still waiting.
Mm-hmm.
Well, some of that's an inside job, and we'll talk about that, to be able to release that so that the money can flow. But where along the journey did she hear, just take the leap and trust and just do it blindly? well, was that from God or was that from some teacher? And then she just innocently followed that because she's so desperate to leave a force-filled world of, you know, jobs and something she can't stand.
Right. And we don't even realize it sometimes that we're doing a desperate pendulum swing, because we know on one hand the way we're doing things isn't working. It's like flatlining. You're just trying to make it through every day, you know, whether it's with your job or your lifestyle or maybe the location you're living. So you're feeling the need to shift there. But oftentimes we don't realize that we can have a spiritual ego that tells us, okay, all or nothing, because that really is coming from the ego. All or nothing, because I need absolutes.
Yeah.
And instead of the relational progression with the Lord of you take a step, he takes a step. You take a step, he takes a step. And they're not big leaps. You look at all creation. It's not big leaps. It's an unfolding. It's the Kaizen way, small, steady improvements. But our ego does not like that, because our ego wants to do something big or go home. And why is that? Well, we don't realize, for one, is we want that dopamine shot of newness that's going to make us feel good, because we don't feel good in the situation we are right now. And so we think if we do something big, go big or go home, everything's going to change. So now we're forecasting all these expectations that are setting us up for more hope deferred. And we're putting all these agendas out there. We are attached to a future outcome. And the whole thing, when I get there, I'll be okay. And that's never going to be the case, because you're not okay now. So what makes you think you get over there, you're going to be okay? No, you're taking yourself with you. We have to be in the now. What is the now saying right here, right now? And it's to be present, and it's to listen for the simple next step. And to not force anything, because we all know that's what causes things to break. So,
yeah, and most of the time it's that way. It's that slow, steady improvement, if you will. It's the Kaizen way, Japanese term. It's a slow, steady improvement. Sometimes it can be leaps. We're not saying it couldn't be, mm-hmm. but oftentimes, look at your own relationships. Like with Amy and I, we don't take these massive leaps in our day-by-day relationship, unless there was something really going sideways fast. And then, yes, maybe you need to make a correction, course correction, really quickly, and it could be a sort of a larger thing, depending on what's going on in your relationship. Like, for example, if you're in a relationship where you're being abused, well, like physically, or mentally and verbally and all everything in between, well, yeah, you may need to take a, quote, big leap then and get out of there, get out of the situation.
Yeah.
But what we're saying most of the time is it's the unfolding, like Amy said, the small, steady steps forward. And not even that really so much as it is until we're sitting in a place of intimacy, we're sitting in a place of stillness, listening. And then we're being pulled energetically down the stream, letting the current take us. So is that really a step, or is that more of a flow?
Right.
It's more of a flow, but we just say steps for verbiage here, that it's more of a flowing into, it's spilling into the next cup, if you will, or spilling into the next pocket in the river.
Right.
And when you spill over the stones into the next place, it's beautiful to watch. You ever sit by a stream or a river, and you're seeing these little pockets that get spilled into by the little waterfalls? Well, that's more of what it's like. We're spilling into, like, becoming Gumby. Remember Gumby?
Yeah.
The little rubber doll thing that kids used to play with. Well, becoming flexible and pliable to spill over the rocks down into the next pocket in the stream. And that way, it's beautiful to see, beautiful to feel and watch, rather than seeing somebody crash through a glass shop, dropping every bit piece of china down to the floor as they bust their way through egoically. That, my friends, is over with in 2022. It is that 3D mindset of crashing through and breaking things is over with. So we're spilling into 2023, into me see, intimacy. It's into me see. We've started seeing that in 2022, where we're seeing it for ourselves. What is going on? Like, we're waking up. The world is waking up. We're in awakening right now. And because we are, there's a collectiveness here that's ascending, and we're collectively going, whoa, I'm seeing more in me than I ever have before. And because that's happening, you don't force those things out. You send love to them so that they can spill out, and we can spill into the next moment in our lives. And that's beautiful.
Yeah. And again, this isn't something you have to force yourself into. It's more or less getting into God's presence and letting go. Just the, it's the paddles up in God's presence, and He will do the work. Because when you're meditating, when you're soaking, you're ascending, and all the stuff that was troubling you or that's coming up and out, because His water's filling in you, and so the debris's coming up, but it's coming out, and we just got to let it come out. And then also, as you're ascending, things are falling off because they can't survive at a higher frequency level. And so this isn't something we got to try and figure out how to get free, figure out how to get the trauma out of us, figure out how to pinpoint it. And again, using our egos to go in with all these different healing protocols. No, it's you show up and God will do the work. He'll do the heavy lifting. He'll do the dissolving. It's just get into His flame of love, and He'll start doing a cleansing burn, so to speak, through you. But again, our ego doesn't like that, because our ego wants to be in control, and it wants to master something so we can get the accolades. And so I think another thing that's falling off and apart right now out of the 3D dimension is the whole hero, the hero mindset, the hero
complex.
Identity, the hero complex, that I need to master something so I can be the star and receive love and accolades and be the man, be the woman. And so this is why you feel like you're malfunctioning inside, because you're not being allowed to be that superhero anymore that can take on any challenge, break through any wall. Come on, we just need to redouble our efforts. We need to just break through. We need to push harder. We need to put more time in, put the grind in, you know.
It's spend more time in the Bible, learning more and more and more and more and more. Yeah. And it's like, hey, if you're drawn towards that, that's fine. But when you put it on everybody else, you know, that's when it gets a little tricky, because I have something to share on that, for, you know, you just brought it up, and that was great, but go ahead.
I think more the need to know is another thing that's breaking off of us. I know for me, that has definitely been something God has been putting His finger on this just this last year, is really letting go the need to know the next step, the need to know direction, the need to know, because I'm such a planner. But what's that rooted from? Planning can be good, but it's also, if it's been built out of survival and the need to maintain stability and to not be blindsided, right? This is when our planning gift can go into overload. And so then we're needing to know, I need to know so I can plan. And where our body is in this fight or flight anticipation of trying to cross every T, dot every I, get everything together, and so that I don't have a traumatic, shocking experience of something blindsiding, right? And so this giving up the need to know, giving up the need to understand, that's another thing breaking off. Because what can we, how do we understand a completely new level of living that is integrating into us? We can't. It's an experience. It's an allowing. If we try to understand it, then we're going to keep getting the same old thing, because your understanding can only come from a past place of learning. So we have to allow the grace to experience new things, to allow the newness of the now, and just be with it. Listen, just sit, listen, and allow it to absolve into you.
Yeah, so good. It's integration is a big word for this coming season. It's We're being integrated. We're being alchemized, somebody else said.
Upgraded,
said,
integrated, alchemized.
However you want to look at it. And this is very much Christ-centered. This is all his doing. And when we look at it from that perspective, and it takes the laborious toil out of our everyday existence, you know that that's what the root meaning of the word evil means, is labor, hardship, and toil.
Sweat and toil.
That's under, out of, birthed out of the tree of knowledge. And so it's not about gaining more knowledge so much as it is receiving through every moment by moment of our interaction with wisdom himself, that loves wisdom to say, okay, all right, now I'm flowing, I'm spilling, I'm falling into, I'm receiving, those kind of things, rather than breaking, forcing, pushing, toil, sweat, labor.
Yeah.
See the difference between the two?
One makes you hard-headedness.
Yeah, one makes you feel heavy, the other makes you feel light as a feather. And that's where we're ascending to, my friends. And, you know, these end time words, they just kind of crack me up anymore. I heard one the other day about, or the end of year words for humanity or the body. And it's like one I heard from someone that's kind of known a little bit, that said, hey, 2023 is, I saw this big Bible crashing into the earth, and it's about getting back to the Bible, getting back to the Word, you know. And, you know, for that person, it could be an individual thing, like maybe they're being called back to go in to see things differently. But anytime we put this on everyone, the truth of the matter is that doesn't speak to everyone. Does it speak to you? Does it speak to me? Well, I can tell you it doesn't speak to me, because the Word is relationship with a person.
Yeah.
And so that person transcends what's been written down through limited understanding and through a particular lens that was already conditioned to begin with. Yes, it was inspired. Yes, it was God breathed, but to the degree that they could see.
Yeah.
And so, so now their consciousness level. And if what I just said offends you, I'm not trying to offend you, then you got to ask yourself why you're being offended by this sin. I didn't say that we don't believe in it anymore. Didn't say that we don't read it anymore. I didn't say that. I'm just saying that certain things call to us and they don't. It has to be individual. There are blanket words, yes, like collectively across the planet, we are awakening. That is true. But it's not an awakening that belongs to a church or belongs to a certain
group
of the church or the church in general. It's a humanity awakening that we're in right
now. We're all God's kids.
We're awakening to see things that we've never seen before within us.
Yeah.
And even those that, quote, don't claim to go to church, we've listened to many people that don't go that are saying kingdom language. They are speaking language and they never even been to a church. So what is that? You know, if you're embedded and ingrained in a conditioned reaction, you will say, oh, that's deception, you guys. That's a false love. That is a phileo love. That is a false love. But if you're awakened and you're flexible and you're pliable and you're still teachable, you'll say, well, maybe there is some truth to that.
Yeah, maybe God is speaking to them.
Maybe God is speaking to humanity.
He's not limited to the four walls of a man-made structure.
He's not. And we used to believe that through unconscious belief. We used to believe, well, God only speaks to us, the church, you know? And for some reason, we've become, as a whole, just saying in general now, you may not believe this individually, but in general, we've adopted this elitism attitude that says we're better than. And whether we consciously know that or not, we certainly do it by our actions, like my four walls and no more, my four and no more. And really, outside of that, there's a whole big, beautiful world called humanity that God loves and Christ died for, you know, that they put him on, nailed him on the cross because they couldn't stand the level of love he was walking
in. Yeah, and who nailed him on the cross? It wasn't the, quote, non-believers. It was the ones claiming to know who he was.
And so we're that 2022, that's over with. Okay. Yeah. So we've busted out of the walls and now we're getting purged of all the religious conditioning. Mm-hmm. And now we're in this beautiful space of, I don't know.
Yeah.
Isn't that wonderful? It's wonderful, but it's not towards the ego. Like Amy mentioned earlier, the ego can't stand it. But our spirit loves this place, I don't know, because it reveals trust.
Yeah, and it also reveals limitless possibilities and stuff that you had never considered before, because we have been so boxed into a categorized mindset of identities. And now that those are fading, or you don't have the platforms anymore that once supported that identity, and now you're left questioning and searching, who am I really? And you know, I just want to encourage you, God is saying you don't have to be any of those things. You can just freely flow and be one with Him and allow Him to start manifesting through you whole new lifestyles and experiences and things to be open to that you've never even tried before. Or maybe you've had this thing percolating up in your heart about gardening or just anything that wasn't on your radar before, but all of a sudden now it's starting to percolate and come up. To be able to be okay and allow yourself to go and experience that and go try some things versus, no, this has always been my identity. This is who I am. Once this COVID thing passes, I'll get right back on track with it. Or once, you know, I'm just going to wait it out and get back to who I know I am. And all the time you're missing out on new upstarts and new ideas and new things God's trying to bring to you relationally. It's a relational walking out. But as long as our ego and head is in control, we're going to miss this. And I think we're all tired of going around the same old mountain, you know, burning out, right? Where you charge ahead force, line things up in your own strength and power, and then it crumbles because it wasn't built on a foundation of unity with Him. You may have said, okay, yeah, God, bless this. I'm donating money out of this to God's work. So we're involved. We're in relationships. Like, no, that is a trade-off contract business deal that you have constructed in your own mind, where God's just been waiting, come to me. Just let it all go. Come to me. I want to show you new things.
Yeah, come to be in the now.
Don't limit yourself to just this one identity, you know?
Yeah, and anytime we find ourselves in this place of I don't know, the tendency for ego, it depends on how strong we've conditioned that bad boy.
Yeah.
The tendency is to say, I've got to double down because I'm afraid of the unknown. And when we double down, then we become more, for example, you know, there are people that are so conditioned to believe that their dogma is right and their doctrine is right, or their belief system is the way, mm-hmm. right? Because they've studied countless hours and they learned from the quote best.
And they invest a lot of money. And they've
invested all this time and the spiritual energy and everything.
Yeah.
And so whenever God calls them out into the great unknown, which happens to everyone, by the way, then they start the blame game. They're like, oh, the devil's doing this, or evil's doing this, or, you know, deception is trying to get at me or get me or to get me to compromise and all of that. And so then they go back to what their conditioning says and says, okay, but this is what this scripture says, or this is what my belief system says. And then what they'll do is double down, because ego's like, yeah, you don't want to go out there. So I'm going to make you believe that it's about labeling. And if you can label and cast blame onto some other entity or thing, then it's like ego says, I'm still in control. And this is what God has tried. This is what love wants us to do, is be out of control.
Yeah.
Be completely out of control. Here's a question for you. Have you ever fallen in love? Well, if you've truly fallen in love with somebody, you feel out of control. Your emotions, you can't think straight, you're like This is all I can think about, and it's so wonderful, it's so good, and yeah. you see the best and believe the best in this person, and your ego has been put in the back seat, so to speak, because it's now you're feeling this unconditional love, you're feeling this out of quote control love towards somebody. And see, this is where the now is always trying to get us, is to fall out of ego into love. And because ego wants to control that love, ego wants to control the situation, circumstances, and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
And so it says, I've got to go back to what I knew.
Right.
And if I can go back to what I know, then I can double down on it and feel better about myself. And then what happens? You become twice as conditioned and then twice as entrapped in prison. And then here comes a greater unraveling for your life. And so this is why you see people, when you look at somebody, maybe you know somebody that's gone through tragedy after difficulty, after tragedy, after trauma, and you have to wonder, how much are they doubling down in their own egoic stance? Have they gone back and doubled down? Have they tripled down? Have they quadrupled down in what they believe? This is why you hear political preachers right now shouting from the mountaintops and doubling down on their reasoning for why they need everyone else around them, including themselves and their dog, to believe what they believe. And guess what? It's unraveling. Mm-hmm. Because you're seeing candidates they're believing in unraveling. And anytime we put faith, that kind of faith or belief, into a political system or a person, we're setting ourselves up for major disappointment, because that is not the way. The way is to allow and to say, I don't know who's going to be the next president, and I don't know what this is going to happen to the economy. I don't know what inflation is going to do. I don't know where the gas prices are going, and I'm okay with it.
Right.
Because I'm held. I'm held in the present now by a love that transcends all of it.
Yeah, and it's so important. That I think another thing that we are really waking up out of is letting go of the need to be involved in so many things that we can't change or fix, let alone watching, you know, the news on TV. It's waking up out of this need for a hit chemically to feel, you know, as long as you can feel that trauma from the news or the hit you get off of judging. I mean, oh, this is wrong, you know, and just needing to judge the situation, because you get an emotional hit off that. It gives you a sense of feeling control, even though what are you really doing and contributing by that? You're not. If anything, don't watch it to where you're not contributing negative energy into the earth, you know? And so it's just, I think, where we're pulling away from things that we can't fix, pulling away from relationships we can't fix, and really just focusing in on ourselves, like, what is my own personal journey? Allowing other people to be on their journey and really saying, what do I need to do? What can I shift and change with God? And asking God, let's do this together. I am allowing you to come into my unknown, and let's focus on my path here, because you're going to cause an energetic change when you just work on yourself more than you ever will.
Oh, yeah.
Going around to all your different parties and groups and assessing and judging what's right and wrong, right and wrong, right and wrong. And you're releasing negative energy, and you keep reactivating the issues versus, you know, I'm pulling away from that, and I'm going to work on health and wholeness and healing and love within myself, so I can release that energetic flow out of me that changes the earth. And, you know, it was so good the other day. Mike Parson pointed out that, you know, people are like, oh, you're using new age terms or energetic. And he's like, well, let's go right back to scripture here. What does it say that energy left Jesus' body or left out of his garment to heal somebody? Yeah. You know, it's all right there in scripture. We're just
energy-o.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, John and I were just talking about this too, about how powerful you are when you just focus on your own journey and bettering yourself with God, and it speaks volumes. So we were at the gym the other day. There's this one guy, And he looks like he's a long distance runner, and he just he's in shape. He's consistent. Oh, yeah. He, you know, you can tell he just goes about his own business. He's not walking around, oh, look at me, look at me, look at me, you know, trying to talk to everybody and being loud in the gym and dropping his weights loud in the gym.
Pimples on the back.
You know, this guy's quiet. But yet he's speaking volumes because we're watching him. It's like he'll be running on the treadmill, and then he leaves it running, goes and does some weights really quick, then gets back on, runs some more, just, you know.
Yeah, he goes and does pull-ups, he goes and does his weights.
Comes back, he's got his earbuds in.
And I don't know if you noticed, but on his iPad, he has an iPad there.
Yeah.
And he's watching.
Inspirational.
Well, he's watching these anatomy, like how do you become optimally healthy. He's watching all these cool videos, because I walked by one day, I was like, whoa, this guy is really studying out this stuff. But it's so cool. It's inviting.
Yeah, and it's impacting John and I, and it's like inspiring us. I'm like, man, look at this. This guy, he's minding his own business, but yet he's speaking volumes. And that's what I'm trying to say, is like, cause just imagine if we all mind our own business.
Mind your own business.
And really just keep developing and allowing God to just develop our own personal journey. You're going to make such a greater impact than the not and being involved in everybody else's life and what everybody else is doing, because we're a type 2 personality and we think we know best what everybody else should be doing, you know,
that kind of thing. Because we're not okay with ourselves.
Right. And we need to be needed. We need to be heard. We need to be told our advice is right, that we made a difference in your life and that you need us.
You know, that's another thing that's going away in this new year, is the needy factor.
The need to be needed.
The need to be needed, and the need to rescue others, man.
Isn't that at all levels, the need to be needed? You can't be needed anymore if your job position's gone and your business is gone. And
that's right, and your kids are gone out of the house, the empty nest syndrome. Well, they don't need me like they used to. Right. You know, this is a very good thing. Why? Because that's all based in egoic 3D activity, and we're transcending the 3D world.
We're transcending.
We're on the sky bridge of the 4D
transition,
and all we are, you guys, is sky bridge attendants, assistants that say, hey, there is a better world over here in the 5D. That 5D reality of unconditional love and ease and effortlessness and the land of milk and honey that says that, hey, I'm going to take care for it. You know what it is? It's a reflection back. It's not going back, but it's a reflection back to Adam and Eve in the garden, where everything was provided. Everything was provided effortlessly, and it was all there. There's this awareness that is so acute and so fine-tuned because it's spirit, that you're like, whoa, I have all this abundance around me, and it's here for the taking.
Yeah.
Here it is.
As they and tended to their relationship.
And see? What's the requirement? The quote requirement is pliability and surrendered and staying in the palm of being held. And that's where Adam was until they decided that ego looked more attractive.
Right.
And when you awaken out of spirit into ego, it's like, by indulging in it, it's almost like drug use, right? When you're introduced to a strong drug like heroin or cocaine or crack or whatever, and you partake of that, here comes the addictions and ego.
Mm-hmm.
And so the ego loves to wrap itself around like a snake, saying, I'm going to constrict your life and make it look like it's God, because you're being, quote, taken care of through sweat and toil. But I'm going to make it look like it's God, because after all, if you don't help yourself, God won't help you. And it's that lie. It's that illusionary lie that says, wait a minute, I've got you. But then love comes along and says, well, what about the now? What about the present moment? Where is our intimacy? Where is our relational moment-by-moment activity in the present now?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not as if I'm forcing you to, but wasn't it easier?
Yeah.
And then here comes the war, because in your mind, you're like, I can get her done in my own time frame. I can go through Chick-fil-A and get my sandwich right now.
Versus kicking it at home.
Versus going home and eating something much healthier. But no, we have to have it now. So that's what ego always demands is, I'm getting older. Time's passing me by. I can't stand what I'm doing now. I don't like this.
I don't want to take responsibility.
It's been too long. And so I'm going to force it to happen. I'm going to make it happen in 2023 and beyond. Well, if you do that, just know there's more unraveling coming for your life.
You're going to fall on your face even faster.
Because love loves you enough to say, hey, the earth is ascending, humanity is ascending, and I want you in the collective whole as a family.
Yes, the family of earth is ascending. And that's what's going on. You know, of course, there's been countless throughout history forerunners and mystics and stuff who have transcended, and they've been living in 5D, but you know, far few in between. And again, 5D, it's the analogy of a higher dimensional living, because we're all dimensional beings, right? But the earth as a whole is ascending into this maturity of a higher dimensional living, you know, where it's more heart-centered based. And, you know, we don't have to have so many laws in place because people are living from a heart-centered place versus overhaul laws and restrictions and protocols and everything, yeah, squeezing the creative juice and heart out of humanity because of control and ego.
That's ego, you know, doubling
that's,
down.
That's the 3D block and blockages. Mm-hmm. So, you know, 5D, people are awakening more into their spirits, right? Like we've all been seeing, never before have we seen a hunger for spirituality and people meditating. And now you've got all these amazing, cool meditation videos, scenic relaxing videos on YouTube, and just the tools and everything that you need to start doing your inner healing. And
now if that offends you in any way, you're like, oh, or it scares you, like she just said meditation, she just said, you
it's
know,
all throughout scripture, meditation, yeah, that word meditation.
And it used to, believe me, we used to be so conditioned when we'd hear that word that we're like, oh, no, it's prayer. It's not meditation. That's a new age.
Soaking.
That is a new age word, meditation, you know. And we were conditioned to believe and to be so fearful of that,
yeah,
that we were like, we can't even go there because we'll be deceived. Can I just tell you that since we've been learning about these beautiful things that has caused us to fall more in love with Jesus?
And humanity.
It's caused us to fall more in love. I can't say that enough. Can't express that enough. It causes the beauty of the bigness of who he is to come out in such beautiful, brilliant ways.
Right.
And it's like we're so trained in religious circles, the church world, to believe that that's all evil, that's all dark.
We're going
to
be deceived.
And there is nothing to do with God in that. And I believe that to the degree to where if I even heard one little twinge of it, I'd like, shut it off, to turn it off. I'm going to be deceived. I'm so fearful. I'm going to be deceived. You know?
I know.
And it's like, whoa, wait a minute. Where's that coming from?
Right.
Is that coming from fear or love? Because Jesus isn't afraid to walk in the midst of them because he already is there. He's already there in them and with them and around, surrounding them.
Talking to them all the time.
All the time. And so,
quote, outsiders, we call them, you know. And, you know, it's just really, that's such a man-made term. It's like, again, if you can just look at humanity as everybody is at their own different level of awakening and on their journey. You know, we all came as sparks from God. We all came from the Father of Lights. Every single human being on the earth. Where did we come from? We all came from him. Many of us have forgotten who we are, and we're walking our own paths and journeys out of awakening. And to assume and make this flat out absolute of us and them is just so, it's such an obsolete thinking now, because it's like, wow, we've watched so many people that have been on their own journey and that just coming into their own organic understanding of who God is. And it's so beautiful where, with a religious mindset, we would have wrote them off years ago.
Oh, totally.
And say, nope, they don't believe in God right now. Boom, cut them off. You know, it's just
ridiculous.
It's all coming out of fear again. This is what we've got to instead of unconditional love and allowing them to be on their journey. You know, religion just is so fearful. We've been brought up in this structure, you know, stay pure, stay upright, no sin, you know, all this stuff. And it's just, you look at it, what's the energy underneath that? Fear, 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 fear. It's not love. Yeah, perfect love casts out fear.
Yes, of course we're not advocating. It's, she just said, we're not advocating to just go out there and sin. That's not what we're saying.
Yeah.
You know, and what is sin? I mean, we can go do a whole nother message on that. But getting
lost
back to
identity, that's according to God, is lost identity.
So how can you tell then? How can you tell if you're, quote, being deceived? By the way, we all are to a degree. I mean, think about it. If you're not awakened in an area, there's, quote, deception there. Okay? So just settle into that.
All of us.
So we're all growing, we're all expanding, we're all awakening. Here's how you can tell. If you've just learned protocols, processes, and knowledge, and just religion, but your heart hasn't been transformed or converted, if you will, or if you haven't really come to know and fall in love with this Christ that is non-religious, then you're going to be fearful that you're going to be deceived. And then you may just enter into these other religious protocols and processes by joining in and engaging some of this stuff that's going to take you down a path of more pain and hardship. Yes, you may go down that path. But if it's the opposite of that, and you've been awakened to love, you have a relationship, then what you see is a sea of humanity that is just not awakened to the fact that they're highly loved and they're cared for and they're adopted and they're birthed from this immense love, right? They're just not aware of it yet. They're not awakened to it yet. So if you see it from that perspective, then you're not going to be taken down this path of destruction.
Yeah.
Your heart is going to swell like God's does
with
for humanity.
With intentional love. Yeah.
With the love for humanity.
And allowing them again to be on their own path of free will. And not force them into a certain religion, you know, or a belief or whatever. But your own light and your own love and your warmth and your relationship with God is going to speak volumes again. Just like the guy at the gym, it's speaking volumes without words. So, you know, what's the vibe they're feeling from you? Because that's your greatest witness. Are they feeling shame, judgment? You better get into church, boy. You better get into church. You know, God's watching
shame,
you.
Shame,
and
shame,
shame. Shame, shame, shame. Judgment, judgment, judgment. And just, oh, man, it's such a turnoff. And then that is not sustainable. People are not...
It's not.
In God's eyes...
Because you'll snap at some point.
It's not relationship with Him, you know? What did that one verse depart from me for? I never knew you intimately. Relationship. If you're just coming and staying and going to church and... all this out of fear, it's not doing anything for you or anyone else or God, you know. It's just
so 2023 is another way to look at this too, is the fear is being disseminated, the fear is being dispersed, so that you don't have this underlying horror or terror, that fear that you will be deceived, that is being dispersed, so that you'll feel safe being held as these things open up. And as new revelations come, they're going to point right back to the word, which is who? A person.
Yes.
Not a written out book so much as a person.
Right.
The written out book is good, okay? But it's not the person. In you, one with you, in the now, in the present now. So in other words, I could sit here, be in the present moment, just listening, and I could hear love tell me, God tell me, do this, this, and this, and there is no scripture backing in that whatsoever, but it's very much God. Okay? So everybody that says, oh, everything has to be backed up by chapter and verse. Everything has to be backed up by what my pastor says. Everything has to be backed up by this, this, and this, and this. it's just not true, you guys. And I'm sorry to burst the bubble, but it's just not true. God didn't give me a chapter and verse with Amy when I met her. He didn't give me it. He who finds a wife obtains favor from God and finds it. And by the way, her name is Amy. And this is how you're going to meet her. Chapter and verse. Where is that? Oh, chapter and verse. I want to buy a new iPhone. I want to upgrade my iPhone, the latest iPhone. Okay, wait, chapter and verse. Where is that?
And then you frantically search Isaiah for 2, a verse 22. Yeah, to make it happen. It's like, oh, okay, now I feel secure because I twisted this scripture just enough to fit my current situation. Now I feel secure because I got a scripture backing
it up. And that's ego. That's, again, that's spiritual fear. Ego and fear that says I have to be in control. Mm-hmm. Well, tell that to Abraham and all the rest that didn't have a physical Bible in their hands.
Right.
Tell that to them.
And ask yourself this, too. Who capped the Bible at the end of Revelations? Man or God? Or did God want a continual relationship conversation? So who capped it saying, okay, the Bible starts here and it ends here. Now we've got the full entire book called the Bible for your whole entire life. It's like, wow, I'm sorry, but God is not limited in his expression and communication that way. It doesn't stop at the back of the Bible.
Yeah, and so we're finding, we're discovering, many people are awakening to this, going, okay, we're not bashing that beautiful book.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're not going to go that route. However, we're discovering that God is bigger. He's bigger. Love is bigger. There's more revelation. There's more insight. There's more day by day, moment by moment, things where I don't feel like I have my security in through egoic mindsets is screaming at me to go reach for that physical book all the time. Anytime I feel scared or anytime I feel unstable or insecure about something that I'm encountering, you know, this is what the greats walk in. They walk in this now present, now tangibility that is the word wrapped in skin, because you're the breathing, living Christ, one with you, through you. Remember what Christ means. It simply means anointed. It means presence. So the presence of his spirit, so big and so strong by relational activity, that you walk into a room, you walk into a situation, and that presence of the present moment of love begins to shape and shift and transform the arena or the area. And this is why all the egoic minds of religion surrounding Jesus at the time when he walked the earth couldn't stand the fact that this love was penetrating and breaking apart their own egoic mindsets, that they were losing control. They couldn't stand it. So what is it? What happens? You double down, and they double down to the point of putting him on the cross.
They want
to
snuff out.
Snuff out this unconditional love that ego does not want to succumb to.
Snuff out freedom, because that's another big fear with religion. Anything that's, too much freedom is labeled as a sin, you know? It's just crazy. It's all, again, let's assess here. Is this coming from fear or love? Fear or love? If you want a gauge, let that be your gauge. And, you know, because the sons and daughters of God are led by the Spirit. And how else are you going to build your relationship with God? It's not through having a verse to back everything up, because then that becomes your God, really.
Yeah.
It's through relationship, learning those leads and prompts, following those leads and prompts. What was it like when you didn't follow them? Now you've got contrast. So now you're learning again. Okay, so this next time when I feel God prompting my heart to call somebody or to do this or do that, I'm going to follow it. And you build that confidence in relationship versus a word on a page, you know, that was for a certain time, but it's not for your time. So it's just,
here's another,
be willing to grow in so relationship.
True. Another example that's coming up. And this, I don't know why we're keep saying this. Somebody needs to hear this. Somebody needs to hear this. Otherwise we've been shifting gears, but that's okay. We're going to go with it. So we met these couple of guys in the gym in Arizona. And just really one in particular, David, he's just a loving soul, just a guy that's just so full of light and brightness, and just really just a joy to be around, you know, and is really into health and
really intuitive.
We met his friend, and his friend had been on this journey of just knowledge, right? He just in the church, in the religious world, and just gaining knowledge. And he could quote any scripture. He could, you know, argue his point and debate. And he loved to debate. And so he said, when he walks into churches and he goes, I just don't understand why these pastors don't listen to me because I have the truth, you know, it was that kind of mindset. And yet you could tell he was at war within himself, because you have David over here. Here's a guy that's just a free soul and
hasn't been raised in the church,
but really knows how to love well, mm-hmm. and live in the present. And they're living and together.
Spirit, yeah.
Yeah, he's a roommate of his. And so they're living together. So you can see where love is trying to come in there and penetrate this egoic knowledge, you know. And so I told him, you know, we got to know him a little bit. And so we're at the gym one day, and he had met this woman of his dreams, this other guy, Mark. And he had met the woman of his dreams, and he'd met her out in San Diego when he was out somewhere. And he was like telling us, oh yeah, it was love at first sight. We're looking into each other's eyes. We could see each other's souls, and man, this relationship is ramping up and it's going quickly. And I think we're going to get engaged soon and get married. And I don't know. It's just beautiful. And she was, he showed us pictures. She's beautiful. Yeah. And so what came up in me, because he's prone to do this, is that he goes right into preaching mode. He goes right into, this is what the word says. This is the way it should be.
You know.
And I said very gently and lovingly, because there was a door to say it. Okay, I said, you know, Mark, this is you coming out of your mouth. This is the woman of your dreams. You feel like this is God ordained. You didn't make it happen. It just fell into your lap, so to speak, and that's really effortless. And so because that's happened, you know, our tendency is to sometimes go in and sabotage it by, you know, forcing our views, pushing the issue, you know what I mean? And he goes, yeah, I know, I understand. I get it. And so come to hear, fast forward, just a couple of months later, we hear from his friend that it's over with. The relationship is over. And nobody's saying anything, but I'd be willing to bet that it was because he couldn't help himself. He had to push the issue.
He had to be right.
So here's the thing. We can sabotage some really good God things that are dropped into our lap by doubling down because of the unfamiliar. Like, is God really that good? That's another thing, too, is could God be that good? Why would he bring me this? I didn't work for it. I didn't sweat for it. I didn't give knowledge for it. I didn't quote all the right scriptures for it. I didn't fast for it.
So therefore, it could leave.
Yeah. So is this deception, or is this, you know, many different things your ego and your mindset, your conditioning could say it is. And we love to sabotage things by pushing and forcing our issue because we're right. And you can be 100%, like one person said, you can be 100% right, yet 100% wrong in how you approach it or deliver it. And friends, this is not the time to double down on stuff. And you see people doing it a lot, especially in the religious world, because they feel like they're losing control. Exactly. Institutions are crumbling. They're being disseminated. They're being dissolved. And you see it all around us in every sphere. Why double down to keep something propped up that God is actually allowing to dissolve and disseminate so that we can have the greater thing appear?
Yeah.
It's like, why not let government collapse? Well, no, they take care of us. Well, that's the problem. We're putting it back on, we want a king. We want a king to take care of. We want an earthly government. We want an earthly king to take care of us. And guess what happens?
And it's really shining.
It's enslavement.
Yeah. And it's really shining the light on just how much we don't have a relationship with God, because we're so dependent on all these systems. And yes, granted, we need healthy systems in place, you know, like
stoplights and stuff.
Yeah. And healthy police force and things. But there comes a point, you know, if we're all being led by God in relationship, again, there's not a need so much for those structures.
Exactly.
Those structures are necessary because of detachment in our humanity and hearts in relationship with God. So then you have to have these outside laws to at least enforce some integrity and you know, what do you call it? Just morals, you know, just...
Well, yeah, but and why? But think back though. If we want to go higher, why were stoplights put in? Well, it's because people weren't showing the courtesy to one another to wave them through,
preferring one
and
another.
And it's like when you come to a four-way stop without a light. You know, for the most part, depends on where you live. People are just kind of courteous, and they this one goes, the next one goes
right of way.
Well, see, there's no stoplight there. But they're coming to a crossroads where, okay, now if you just blasted through that four-way, well, everybody's going to crash. But you know what I mean? It's like, we're coming. Guys, oh, this is what's exciting.
Yes.
We are ascending into that mindset, though, once again, where it's well-being for humanity. Yeah, that's and right. We don't need heart all these centering. Rules and laws and regulations when we keep ascending into Christ consciousness. Because if we're... preferring one another in unconditional love, then we don't have need for rules and laws as like we've been used to. And see, when the egoic mindset says, I'm losing control, like Congress or any kind of entity or business, hey, here's another one. You know, they're going to double down on it. Here's another one, corporations. I can't tell you how many times I hear this in the corporate world. We can't find the workers. We're losing control here. They don't want to say they're losing control, but they're screaming it on the inside.
Oh, yeah.
We can't find workers. Uh-oh, here goes our business entity. And why is it that they can't find workers? We have a different perspective on this. Is it there? We feel, there's a few that are always lazy, right? And that just lay around and eat Doritos all day long. But the majority of the people are waking up and they're going, hey, I don't want to be trapped in that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Where's my creative flow?
Right.
And so they're engaging in their creativity from home. They're starting home businesses. They're following that flow, spilling down the stream like we talked about.
Realigning their lives.
Realigning their lives.
So back to where their flow is.
So they don't have to be underneath that egoic doubling down of, okay, so there's no workers, so what we're going to do is we're going to take you and we're going to work you into the ground for 16 hours a day, and we're going to cross-train the crud out of you.
Oh my gosh, which you didn't apply for, right?
Yeah, so instead of one job description, you have 100 of them.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no way humanly possible you can keep up with that.
Yeah. So that's structures crumbling, thank the Lord. To where we can have well-being for humanity, and new heart-centered companies are emerging. And this is where, you know, we have to have this changing out and crossing over. And this is why it's so important that we are really backing up and spending time on our own selves and self-care and really discovering ourselves again and allowing the junk to purge so that we can find our true flow again and start birthing businesses and creativity and ideas from a heart-centered place and from your love specialty to humanity, not from the job pays good, so I'm gonna just grind it out here and be miserable. No, because then your miserable energy is filtrating and messing up everybody else's, right? Versus if you're in what you love, then that is booming out light and joy and transforming the earth. This is why everyone matters. We all matter.
We do.
And so let's just pull in from all the things we've been involved in and really start allowing the inner work with God and loving ourselves like nobody's business, validating ourselves like nobody's business instead of needing it from anybody else, and just doing this self-inner work. You guys, we're doing good. We're all doing good. So just... we're just giving you permission even more that you're on track. Yeah. You're allowed to feel what you're feeling. And just keep moving forward with God in simplicity.
Yeah, so for 2023, let's leave you with some practicality, like she just said. And what does it look like going in? Well, we just offer this to you as we wrap this message up. Is day by day, when you wake up in the morning, don't automatically take your mind and go into what's wrong.
Mm-hmm. Looking at your phone.
Go into what's okay today. What is good today? What is the possibility for today?
Right. Go in.
Go in.
Instead of out.
And when you wake up, if you have to get your coffee or your tea or whatever it is that kind of helps you kind of wake out of that state, first things first, go to the bathroom and then go right into sitting, laying down, whatever. Sit up with your tea, your coffee, and sit there.
And listen.
And listen. Just listen. Put on some music or not, and just listen for a while. If it's 20 minutes, if that's all you can do, then do that. Just listen. If it's longer, even better.
Right.
Just listen. And then what comes up, begin to love it. Because I guarantee you, the things that were shown to you and unveiled in 2022 inside internally that are just needing help and healing and love and to be alchemized, those things will, when you see them come up and you allow love to love them.
Bless and release.
Bless and release as they go by your mind.
Instead of solving them, trying to figure it out and problem solving them. No, no more. No more.
No more fix it. No more Mr. and Mrs. Fix it.
Figure your life out. Let that agenda go.
Let it go.
You can't figure it out with your current knowledge. That is still the ego trying to hold on to its position. Just let it go. Be, listen, and then if you need to have a journal ready or your, you know, notes in your iPad or whatever ready, just to jot down what God starts showing you. But just have no agenda. Just come to Him with no agenda. Today is a fresh new start.
Yeah.
A fresh new you.
And then with men in particular, I would say if you're a type A driven getter done, you got to have some wild action, adventures of the heart, wild at heart, and all that kind of stuff. Look at the day. Get in the morning, still yourself, look at the day. Is there one thing that's coming up that you could put your hand to that would bring some of that dopamine effect satisfaction to you?
Mm-hmm.
And you put your hand to it and then you complete it.
Yeah.
Like we've often said, and like everybody else says that's in this, that's halfway awake. If you do one thing a day, that's 365 things you've done that year.
That's a big win.
It's not about accomplishing. It's about creating. Look at, change the words. Change them around. Instead of working, creating. It's the opposite. Creating. It's creative flow. We like to use those terms. And when you do those terminologies, like, what can I create today? One thing.
Right.
Like, if you're a cook, or if you're a baker, if your dream is to be a baker, or you are a baker, what's that one ingredient in that recipe that can bring satisfaction and fun and lightheartedness and creative flow to you today?
Your love specialty.
Today.
Mm-hmm.
Not the giant leap of, I got to go start a bakery today.
And figure it out.
Yeah.
How do I figure out what I don't know?
Yeah. And it's like, okay, if you're going to start a business and you want to, there's steps. There's steps, guys. You gotta get a business license, a business name, a web domain name, and all those things, right? It's not overnight.
Right.
So, that's our practicality 2023. Begin there and watch the beauty of the moment by moment unfold in front of you.
What do you have permission for today? What has God been telling you? Yes, step into this today. Not trying to figure out the whole picture. You know, just what do you know? We all know things that we have permission for, you know, that we can start doing today. And then maybe listen to your insides. Maybe it's saying, I just want you to rest. Just rest today. Do something fun today. Go for a walk.
That's what we do. That's what we do. Everything that we're sharing with you, we put into practice.
Yeah.
Have we arrived yet? No, we never will. You're always unfolding. We're always awakening. But this is what works for us. If it helps you, great.
If
there's something else God wants you to do, follow that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just, we're unveiling what we do. And this is, you know, we're right now at the time of this message, we're not in our homeland. Well, we're heading back that way to Hawaii. But the time of this message is we're sitting in an RV.
On a job assignment.
Yeah. On a contract job assignment where we're in an RV, a 29-foot motorhome. It's 2012. It's not brand new, but it's comfortable. We're sitting in front of our fireplace going here in our little recliners talking to you about this message. And
just doing life.
If we can do it in a little motorhome, you can do it in a 1,000-square-foot apartment. So it's not where you're at and your condition so much as is your inward posture.
Right. To just start. Just start. Don't wait for anything, everything to be perfect. That's just, that is just your ego wanting to just still operate out of fear, and your ego, it's never enough with your ego, right? Where your spirit's saying, just, you don't have to do all the heavy lifting. Just start and we'll unfold. We'll add to you. You just got to, you know, get the ball rolling, so to speak.
Yep.
And just dial everything down, you guys, right? To what is calling you moment by moment, instead of the big call and the big leap and everything. Just what's calling to you in life? Just live moment by moment. Okay, now we did this. Now what's calling to you in the next moment? What's calling to you in the next moment?
Yeah.
It's that.
That's the doing.
The walk. Part. It's the dance.
The being part actually causes the effortlessness of the doing part. Yeah. So, okay, I know that was a lot, but a lot of juicy good stuff there, and really helped us just by sharing it. So, please, you know, reach out to us if this has encouraged you. Just send an email. We'd love to hear your feedback. We'd love to hear your journey. We'd love to hear your story. So
that's right. We're in it together.
If you
guys are doing good,
if this has helped you, then share it if you want to. And 2023 is going to be amazing.
Yeah.
And this is not being in denial. The truth of the matter is, internally, it can be absolutely amazing to affect the external, to infect and affect the external around us, to cause brightness and wholeness and healing and transformation to happen.
Right.
All around us, individually and collectively. It doesn't matter what's going on in the world. It doesn't matter what's happening with things collapsing. Yes, it may be challenging externally, but we can live in absolute bliss and paradise and heaven internally. We can ascend all of this because we live by different, quote, rules. We live by principle. We live by flow. We live by effortless ability that comes towards us and magnetizes itself to us.
That's right.
So 2023, absolutely amazing.
Yep. Who you are and who you've always been is coming forth. It's just all these things that weren't you are what are dropping off. That's all it is. All these things that were put on you or attached to you or that you believed were you, they're just falling off. So the true divine you is emerging and coming forth. So we just celebrate who you are. We celebrate who you are in the earth, and that you are a vital piece of the absolute beautiful expression of who God is, a piece of his heart. So we love you and just are sending out the best towards you always. All right. Keep in touch, you guys.
Love you.
Talk soon. Bye.